time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And joining us from Ground Racing New South Wales, Dave Carlton. Dave, I bet you're looking out the window. You're just checking the weather for tomorrow night, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. As the great Stevie Ray Vaughan and his brother Jimmy once sang, I'm looking out my window and I can tell you, blue skies, cause today, but tomorrow, million-dollar chase, sunny with a top of 24 degrees in Sydney and around 21 when the gates open at 5:30 to Wentworth Park. The first race is at 6:39. The TAB million-dollar chase is race 9 on the card. It jumps at 9:35. With the Hoodoo Gurus pumping it out after the last cause at 10:05.
And I looked at the forecast, Dave, 0% a chance of rain. They're saying 24 should be just brilliant.
Oh, look, it's just going to be wonderful in Funky Town, in the Harbour City, and it's just going to be, well, it's going to kick off just an amazing weekend with the TAB Million Dollar Chase, followed by the Everest at Randwick on Saturday. They're expecting around about 28, 29 on the coast. You couldn't ask for anything more. And look, people are going to be flooding into Sydney. Those who don't live here will be coming from intrastate and interstate.
Now, all the VIP tickets gone?
Yes, guys. All marquee and VIP, both indoor and outdoor packages, are sold out. General admission tickets are still available, and there's always plenty of room to move at Wenty. They're $20, with every single cent going to Greyhounds as Pets, or GAP, the charity arm of Greyhound Racing New South Wales. You've got to go to milliondollarchase.com.au to get your tickets. $20. It's going to be a night for the ages, Sean.
Now, five New South Wales dogs taking on the Vic Invaders, including Feral Frankie's brother, Good Odds Arata.
Yeah, indeed, Sean. Good Odds Arata is one of Australia's gun greyhounds. He's going to jump from box two in the big one tomorrow night and is a $4.60 third favourite with TAB fixed odds. His trainer, Frank Hurst, is our guest today. Frank, good morning. You and him are both very cool customers. How's the week going in the lead up?
No, the week's been good, mate. The dog trial good through the week. Gone better than what he's ever gone. He's happy, you know. I'm happy. We just can't wait, mate.
Neither can I, Frank. Wow, he's a beautiful-looking animal, too. He's won his past four starts, all from wide boxes. But you say you're happy with drawing an inside box, box two tomorrow night.
Oh, mate, you know, like, he handles the outside box superbly, and you know, but this is a million-dollar race, mate, with million-dollar dogs, and it's going to be very hard if you drew the 7 or 8 to cross these this field, you know, and so you know, I'm pretty happy with the draw, mate.
Yeah, well, he's banked the check at all four runs in the checks with one win and three placings. Frank, Good Odds Arata has had an incredible year, taking out the Bob Payne Sprint at Wentworth Park in 29 and 58, then the New South Wales National Sprint Final at Wenty before a second in the National Final over in Perth. Then he began his million-dollar chase journey with a scorching win in the Bathurst Regional Heats in a near-record 29 and 30 before winning the final by over 5 lengths. Then you gave him a month's freshen before he won a free-for-all at Wentworth Park. And then last week, he streeted the field in the million-dollar chase semis in a flying 29 and 66. As Frank Sinatra sang, or almost sang, it's been a very good year.
It has been a good year, Dave. Yeah, we're very fortunate to have these dogs, you know. So it's been great.
I think he sang, it was a very good year, so hopefully you'll be singing that tomorrow night around about 9:37. look, Frank, despite his dominance in the semi-final last week, I believe you say that he hasn't quite peaked yet.
Yeah, look, when he hadn't had a run for like a hard hit out for 5 weeks when I took him back to Wenty and he won the free-for-all there. And at dead set, took the edge off him just a touch. He didn't trial his usual brilliant self through the week. His brother went like sort of 2 tenths better than him, which doesn't happen, not happen, you know. And, he went good in the race, but I really expect him, you know, to go a little better. So if he can, you know, go a little better this week, he might, you know, be finishing the place in somewhere.
Well, good on Tirada has a brilliant strike rate, 18 wins from 40 starts, 12 seconds and 6 thirds. In tomorrow night's Million Dollar Chase final, he's drawn between Get It Gizmo and Flying Bazza, both of Jason McKay's dogs. Look, there's going to be a stack of early speed from Black Opium in 5, you'd think, Shuma Shine in 6 and Kurt Lee in the 8. But, your bloke has a first split personal best of 5.42, which is very fast. So I guess you'll be hoping he just punches up into that first turn, Frank.
Well, mate, you know, he's got to if we're going to be a chance. So, you know, it's up to him. Look, he's handled it. He let in the final over in Perth off the 3 or something, mate, you know. So,
yep.
Yeah. Oh, you know, they, like, put it, if he was on the outside, he'd have to cross them. Right, he's on the inside. They're on the outside. They've got to cross him. So, you know, that's all I can go on, mate. You know, I got no miracle plan or miracle cures or anything like that here. We're just out there doing our best, and whatever happens, happens.
Too right, Frank. Running a greyhound kennel could be a very busy business, and your wife Tracy is an absolute diamond when it comes to running the show with you.
Oh, absolutely, mate. You know, we're a team, and, you know, we work as a team, and the success is equally distributed, mate, you know. I couldn't do it without her, so, you know, it's all good here.
Well, Frank, we shouldn't count our chickens, but have you thought what you'd do if you won $1 million?
I don't know. I might have a couple of beers with you after the race.
You might possibly come up the come up the mosh pit for the Hoodoo Gurus with me?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Sounds I'm like a good idea.
Mate, I don't, not much is going to change, mate. You know, we're still going to be doing what we're doing because we love doing it. We love the animal, you know, and we love the sport. So, you know, even, you know, million, 10 million, well, that wouldn't matter too much. We'd still be getting up, you know, Saturday morning and doing the dogs.
Well, I like that attitude. And last night, while I was doing a little bit of form, I was playing on telly on video. I was playing a Jimmy Barnes live set that he did, a special set that he did. And he was playing an acoustic version of Working Class Man. And I tell you what, Frank, I think that sums up those of us in the greyhound industry, mate. I mean, you know, working hard to make a living and I tell you what, the payday is only 24 hours away.
You know, mate, we're the typical working class man, you know. I come from Granville as a kid, mate. We all went to work and that. We've all had jobs sort of thing. So, you know.
Yep.
Well, and, you know, it's very exciting, mate.
Yep, as John Lennon once sang too, a working class hero is something to be. Now, Frank... Love that song. I think Jimmy did it recently too. Frank, Good Odds Harada's brother, Good Odds Buddy, won the Wagga Cup and the Dapto Million Dollar Chase Regional Final and is going around in race 5 tomorrow night from box 8 at Wendy. He's got a personal best of 29 and 55 and he looks pretty well boxed.
Well, mate, he's another one, you know. Like when he won at Wagga, he ran the record and he done it off the outside. He just, you know, swooped and he broke the long-standing track record there. But, you know, then again, you know, I like him drawing off the inside, you know, because, he does his work when he gets onto the rail sort of thing. He's going super, mate. You know, he trialled very good at Goulburn on Tuesday afternoon. He's going down for the Goulburn Cup next week. So, you know, this is a run for him. Keep him up. I think he'll go good, mate.
Well, all the best with both Good Odds dogs tomorrow at Weddy Frank. Now, at Maitland today, you're heading up. You've got three first starters going around in races 1, 2, and 3, respectively. Good Odds Diana, Good Odds Calvin, Good Odds Armani. They're all littermates by collision from Good Odds Angel. So I wish you all the best with those three dogs making their debut today.
Well, thanks for that, mate, you know. I don't know whether there's any good odds or errors amongst them, but they go okay.
Yeah, well, I hope they get the chocolates for you. Frank, I look forward to seeing you on track tomorrow night at Wentworth Park. All the very best in the TAB Million Dollar Chase with Good Odds Errata, and thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks for your support, mate. Cheers.
It's a pleasure. Great bloke. Frank Hurst there, Sean.
Now, Dave, is Feral Frankie racing tomorrow night? He had a bit of a hiccup the other day.
Yeah, look, he sure is racing tomorrow night, cos the Feral, he's as tough as teak. He took no harm from a tumble in last week's Million Dollar Chase semis. He's going to line up in the last race, the 10th race on the card, at 9:53pm. He'll jump from box two, and you'll also see it along with on Sky Racing and hearing it here on Sky Sports Radio. You'll also see it on Channel 9 on 9Gem, which on Foxtel is Channel 192. And I wish trainer Jack Smith, who's taking a number of dogs to Weddy again tomorrow night, I wish him all the best.
There, you got a couple of tips for us, Dave?
Let's hope so. Sean, three New South Wales meetings today. Goulburn from 12:27. The best bet, race 9, number 2, Banjo Fernando, 9-2. The value bet, race 5, number 8, Like a Soldier, 5-8. Maitland races in the twilight from 3:57, the Savo. Best bet, race 9, number 8, Big Claims, 9-8. The value bet, race 6, number 1, Tyson Tanga, 6-1. And Dapto tonight from 10 past 7. Best bet, race 3, number 1, Whip Allen, 3-1. The value bet, race 1, number 7, Duchess Fashion, 1-7. And that's it for Going Greyhounds, Cos.
Good on your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the day of the big one, the $10 million chase.
You little beauty.